Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, talking market fundamentals in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video livestock auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the cattle market is finally starting to show some response to the laws of supply and demand. Leverage seems to be coming back on the side of the feedlot end of the business, and he says that has resulted in the recent rise in cash cattle prices. And he says that it looks like more and more the supply-demand fundamentals are going to act like they're supposed to.
Well, there's lots of things going on, obviously, in total, but I think in the case of the Fed cattle market, it's really a case of allowing the market fundamentals that were there to really act as they should in this marketplace. Again, we've had kind of an artificial constraint in place as we've been bumping up against this packer capacity issue all year. And once we're now kind of below that, cattle numbers have dropped down to the point where that's not a binding constraint anymore. And so we're really starting to see the market fundamentals that were already in place really act on this market. And what we're going to see going forward is that we're going to see all of the cattle markets, the feeder cattle markets below the Fed market, as well as the beef markets, the wholesale beef and so on above that, all kind of get resynced, if you will, get more back in line with each other again, because they've been sort of artificially divorced over all of this year up to this point. We're starting to just see the market fundamentals really work in this market as they really should be.
And those market fundamentals include packers buying 119,000 head and negotiated trade this last week, the largest in 2021 and the largest since the fall of 2020. Cleanup at the feedlot level, excellent. We are current right now as far as our front-end supplies are concerned. Question mark right now, Dr. Peel, will inflation throw a monkey wrench into what's going on right now with these cattle markets?
There's no general indication that I can see that we're seeing any sort of concerted pushback against beef prices. Certainly you hear anecdotes about kind of the sticker shock on beef products. But, the inflation issue has different dimensions to it. It's obviously a macroeconomic thing, and that's what we're worried about, sort of that general rise in price levels that is not really part of market fundamentals. In the beef industry, to the extent that it contributes to that inflation, as we have seen higher retail and wholesale beef prices, those are really driven at this point in time by market fundamentals. And so, I think it remains to be seen going forward whether we have sort of an additional inflation component. I don't think what we're seeing right now and have seen up to this point, it really reflects a lot of the underlying or general nature of inflation in those beef markets.
As far as box beef prices are concerned, Dr. Peel, where do we stand right now on that end of our market?
Box beef is kind of, it's not really moving a great deal. There's not a lot of direction in that market right now. It's just kind of holding steady, and we don't look for a lot of movement. It might move up a little bit here as we move past Thanksgiving into December seasonally. Of course, that's product specific, so we'll be watching that. There's not a lot of movement there. It's not moving higher dramatically. It may be improving slightly this last week, but generally just kind of, sort of consolidating, if you will, the position it's in right now.
Extension livestock market economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.